Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning in to our Even Stories. My name is Malik and I'm an Even Ambassador from Bosnia and Herzegovina, and I'm going to be your host for today. On this episode, we are continuing to look at the themes of unity, humanity, and our shared responsibility to act in the face of COVID-19. COVID has impacted many facets of our lives, but today we want to focus in on the economic impact and what that means, in particular, for the countries our members come from. Our guest today is Faris Nuhanović, also an Eden ambassador from Bosnia and Herzegovina. Many European countries have taken economic measures in the initial phase of the crisis because of long-term thinking. Our country is one of the last in Europe to begin dealing with the economic crisis caused by the coronavirus. What problems and impacts this has had on the economy and entrepreneurs, we will have the opportunity to hear today. Faris, thank you for your time today. Can you briefly describe the current situation that is happening in Bosnia and Herzegovina?
Hello, Malik. First of all, I would like to thank you for having me on this podcast. To briefly describe this situation regarding COVID in Bosnia and Herzegovina is really awful, because since the beginning of outbreak and the pandemic of COVID-19 in Bosnia and Herzegovina, till today, we don't have any laws that are helping to save economy of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Only in the canton of Sarajevo, where the capital city is, more than 30,000 people lost their jobs. So this is really big impact on economy. And also what is important, that small businesses and micro businesses joined together to fight. And currently they're in one group, and they are more than 46,000 of them fighting for their rights.
You briefly described and answered my next question that I wanted to ask, but I wanted to ask, does the corona have an impact on the economy, and what kind of impact did it have?
So in the beginning, we need to say that corona killed our economy. Why? Because of the corona outbreak, majority of businesses were forced to close, such as coffee shops, such as hotels. They're all closed. So this is the reason why majority of people are firing their employees, because they simply don't have any business at this time. And also what is really important that we need to say is that private businesses in Bosnia and Herzegovina are hurt the most, because they don't have any support from the government. And till today, we don't have any law that will help them. And that is really important to have.
Yeah, my next question is, we can definitely see that many companies are faced to take some measurements, and it's a sad thing to fire some people. But what kind of companies in this situation are most vulnerable?
In this situation, we need to say something about plans for growing Bosnia and Bosnian economy from last 5 years. The whole idea was that we need to orient it toward tourism only. And this is the main issue, because many people thought that they will have support of the government if something goes wrong. But as we can see now, the whole tourism sector is crashed. People are in their mortgages, in their loans. Nobody's helping them, because in the beginning, they were saying that they will be like a grace period for mortgages and loans. But as the time goes on, we see that we don't have any of this grace period for our mortgages. And also what is really important, that small businesses are really hurt, because the whole economic system of Bosnia and Herzegovina is on its knees. And as we can see that the politicians of Bosnia and Herzegovina don't want to help. They needed 46 days to organize meeting. Also, transparency of local governments are at the lowest, as we can see from cases that we had in these days with raspberries and stuff like that. So we can see that small businesses are really hurt, because they depend on day-to-day activities. And if you cut off their day-to-day income, they are unable to provide for themselves, for the country, and for their workers. Because as you might know, you need to pay 74% on taxation on each employee. So basically, if you need to give somebody a salary of 1,000 euros, you need to pay extra 740 to the government. So the worker is not costing you 1,000, but 1,740 euros, which is really out of the mind. And this opened a gray area before, but after this COVID outbreak, it will create much more problems for the government, because a lot of gray zones will be opened.
Thank you, Faris. We started talking about the politics and the government, which is mostly involved in everything. But are there any initiatives, like political initiatives, that are fighting for the entrepreneurs and for the business owners?
Only thing that we found and that are working and that have right knowledge for the task is a group that is called Voice of Small Businesses, that is founded by Eyüp Küçük, one of the biggest PR names and marketing names in Bosnia-Herzegovina and Balkan area. He's not from political sector, so we need to clarify that from the beginning, which is really important because political parties didn't want to take any of their proposals for their amendments in full, because political parties think that if they do things like this, that they will show that they are not useful. But what is really important to say that these initiatives that started are really important to have, because these are initiatives from people that are very successful in their job and they know what they need. Because by the proposal of the Corona law in Bosnia-Herzegovina, Federation of Bosnia-Herzegovina, we can see that they're not covering their 74% that you need to pay towards the government. So the initial deal was that business owners will pay salaries to their workers and the government will take responsibility of paying all the costs for taxations and everything, which is in reality their money that they would get.
Yeah.
So this is the initiative that I was really stoked about and that I joined. And this is really something really cool.
I was always saying, like, in order to save the economy of one country, politicians need to take initiatives from private business owners, because they are the ones who understand the economy of that country in the best way, and they realize what functions and what doesn't. But does this crisis have an impact on youth in Bosnia and Herzegovina?
Yes, of course, because a lot of youth in Bosnia-Herzegovina that wanted to make something, they created startups in Bosnia-Herzegovina, which are now really hurt because majority of these startups rely on social gathering, such as hubs, such as companies that are working together, that are alive, that are not only online oriented. And this is something that is really important to see, that online companies can exist during the COVID outbreak, but companies that rely on solid products, that are creating something, that are doing something differently with face-to-face communications, it is really hard to replace it by online ways, and these businesses are really hurting.
That was a great point, actually, that is connecting to my next question. I actually wanted to talk to you about startups of the youth people in Bosnia and Herzegovina and what is currently happening with them. And you answered that, but what are the next steps for startups in Bosnia and Herzegovina?
Startups in Bosnia-Herzegovina right now need to step up their game. They need to see exit strategies. They need to see how their products or services can be used in a different way. Maybe there is different usage for their products. And also what my colleague and I realized, that we can give consulting services for free for small and medium businesses starting from next month. So we can provide our knowledge as a professor and as a business owner to people that don't see some opportunity for their business. And this will be solely free, because we need to start moving our economy. And this is something that we will do since the next month. And I hope that this will help our economy and we will help some startup businesses that are created by the youth of Bosnia-Herzegovina.
You said that we should start to move our economy. What would be some of the next measures to help the economy of Bosnia-Herzegovina?
Currently, helping small and medium enterprises and micro enterprises is the main idea of helping. And the best way is that government stand behind all of the business owners and to help retain as much as possible of the workforce by stimulating business owners and workers, by giving the salaries to the workers, because right now, if we fire them all, still they will go to the government and they will collect money from the government through some funds. This institution, Bureau
for Unemployment.
Yes. Yeah. So all in all, these people that are fired already get money, but on this way, they will be still employed. And this is the main idea how to save this economy. Also, we need to see that accountation for the PDV, for the taxation in the next year, needs to be cancelled also for the last. We can see how our politicians don't know how in reality business works. Everything needed to be paid till the March something 30th. And in April, they are proposing this type of laws, and everybody that needed to pay paid everything in the government. So this is the idea that business owners know what is the problem that they are having, and they need to be the source for this law.
I definitely agree with you on that. And we briefly answered my last question, but I think we should once again say, why is saving the private businesses so important to Bosnia and Herzegovina?
Basically, in every single economy in the world, private businesses are the pillars of the whole economy. In this country, we don't have too much private businesses. And if we shut them out, shut them off, we will have huge problems. Because in one day, the whole wood industry stopped and collapsed. Two companies fired about 1,000 workers in 1 to 2 days because their whole business was export-oriented. And during this time, when the borders are closed, they cannot operate. And they can kill their own company, or they can fire people for a few months, maybe a year, and then hire them back after this because the government did nothing to help them. And if they did not do this, 2 months would go by and they would hurt their liquidity, and basically, there will be no competitive in this market.
What awaits us in the coming period is to see how will actually the economic situation in Bosnia-Herzegovina adjust to the current situation, and how much will taken actions actually be helpful. Again, thanks to everybody who listened to us. Stay home and stay safe.